Hello, Russell Brand fans. This is the Russell Brand Fancast. I am your host, Dan. This week, I am looking at Rebrand, Episode 3, Homeless James, Part 1. I forgot to mention in the last two episodes, but I'll mention it now. Please join me on Facebook. Just search the Russell Brand Fancast for more Russell Brand content, and you can interact with me on there. And if you want to be involved on the podcast, then let me know and I'll let you know how to get involved. Here's your episode.
Russell Brand Fan Podcast.
Okay, so Homeless James Part 1. I've just finished watching it. And it shows a real different side to Russell, which if you know if you start watching him from Big Brother's Big Mouth up until sort of before he went to America, you probably wouldn't have seen this side of him, and you probably wouldn't have, you know, you probably wouldn't have believed this side of him if there wasn't video evidence, I think. And that is, you know, his real sort of caring side, that you, it really comes across in this episode. And obviously Russell being Russell, he's still, you know, although he's, you know, he's being really caring and he's like, you know, looking after this guy, and he takes him into his home and gives him a bath, which we'll come back to in a minute, he's still trying to make it humorous. There's this one bit when they're in a taxi, and Russell goes, "We're just on the way back to my house now, and James is falling asleep." And then he goes like this, "Oi, James, we're nearly home now, mate." "Well, I am. You're not. You're homeless, of course." So like that, it's like, he doesn't need reminding he's homeless, Russell. He's very, very aware of that. He knows he's homeless. But it's really cool how it starts, because they start off, he goes and meets him. He says, you know, "Before you come to my world, show me your world. Show me what you would do in a day." And he shows him, you know, that he goes into the underground, or if you're an American, subway, to have a wash. And he just uses sinks and just washes his face. And Russell said, "Well, what do you do about cleaning your body?" And he says he doesn't get... He only gets a shower. James says he only gets a shower every 2 weeks at the shelters, I think he says. I have shelters or hostels, I can't remember the word he used. Every 2 weeks he gets to shower. That's it. That's crazy. Only being able to shower every 2 weeks. I never knew that it was so infrequent. I thought these people had access to these places every day, you know. So if they wanted to have a shower every day, they could go there, have a shower, and I don't know, and then just go about their day. I never knew that it was, you know. Well, I don't know, you know, if that's, it might just be his own personal choice, I guess. I don't know. So he only gets a shower every 2 weeks. So Russell takes him home. He gives him a shower. Now, the bathroom scene contains a lot of what Russell would call winkies. You see James's winkies several times, you see Russell's several times. So if you're gonna watch it, just be aware of the winkies. I mean, it's really cool what he does. You know, he takes a guy off the streets, brings him into his home, you know, to take care of him, and just, you know, generally just being a good person. But the weird thing, well, I don't know if it is weird. Maybe it's not weird. Maybe it's me that's weird. But if I had done that, you know, if I was able to take someone from the streets and take them into my home, and, you know, and say to him, you know, have a shower or a bath, and you know, this is where you'll sleep, this is the bedroom, I would then leave them to it. Personally, I would say, right, that, you know, the bathroom's there, yeah, help yourself, whatever you need, just use it, it's fine, and you know, leave them to have a shower or a bath in peace. But Russell strips down to his pants to start with, and he's like kneeling down at the edge of the bath like you would a baby, or you know, like a, you know, like when your child's small and you have to watch them in the bath and make sure they don't, why do you have to watch them, I'm supposed to, they don't drown, I suppose. So he does that, right, which I thought, that's a bit odd, but I suppose, you know, it's for a TV show, he can't, you know, they can't just leave a homeless guy in a bath. Sorry, that was the end credits, just randomly started playing again. Can't just leave a homeless guy in a bath and think that's going to be TV. So Russell then, he's knelt down and he goes, I'm not experiencing enough homeless here. So he proceeds to take his pants off and get in the bath with James. And this is the point you see Russell's winky, for anyone who's interested. They then have a bit of a chat in the bath, and James's foot touches Russell's winky. I can't stop saying winky, but I don't know what else. I don't want to say any other word for it, because whatever word you say either sounds immature or just rude. Or if you say penis, it sounds like you're trying to be like a doctor. So, his foot touches Russell's winky, and obviously Russell makes a bit of a joke about it. He says something about, your homeless foot touched my housed winky. Something along them lines. And then, yeah, they're going to get out of the bath, and, like, Russell's, like, washing him, like, with soap and, like, a sponge and that, like, washing him. He says, you can do your own genitals, that's where I draw the line. It's like, well, you know, I'm glad he did draw the line there, if I'm honest, but, you know, I suppose in the early days when you want to get on TV, you got to do whatever it takes. Maybe. So, yeah, do you know what? It's a really good episode. And, you know, it's really good to see that side of Russell that early on in his career as well. You know, like, this is basically him unknown, really. You know, no one really knew Russell Brand at this point. So, you know, to see that side of him was really cool, actually. You know, it's really good to see that. And we're not done with Homeless James yet, because there is episode 4 is part 2 with Homeless James. They spent a couple of days together at Russell's house as well. Right, bearing in mind, this is 2002. Russell's not really that well known. You know, he's got this TV deal, and he's doing XFM, I think, at this time of year. In fact, he is doing XFM, which is, you know, I suppose he's probably got a little bit of a following from that. But his flat he's living in at this point, in this episode, you'll see it for yourselves if you go and watch it, is lovely. Absolutely lovely. Go and check it out. He's got a kitchen, and do you know what? I can't fault him for this. He's got a kitchen. He says, there's my kitchen over there. He says, I don't really use that. There he goes, I don't really know how to prepare food. I can't fault him on that. I'm exactly the same. I've got a kitchen. If it's not pre-prepared or just go in the microwave, I don't know how it works. I can't be bothered to learn how it works now. I'm in my 30s. I'm past caring. so can't fault him on that. But yeah, he's lovely, lovely, lovely flat he's got there somewhere in London. Obviously not as nice as the place he lives now. You see that on the videos that he makes on YouTube. You see little bits of it and that. And obviously when he first moved in there, the press took pictures outside. Oh, look at Russell Brand's new house. Lovely. Not that I bothered with the press, but I did see that. So there you go. Homeless James Part 1. It's on YouTube several times. I struggled to find it, and I found it several times, so go and check it out. It is a really good episode, and it is Russell I don't want to say Russell at his best, because Russell, I think, personally, is at his best when he's on stage. But it is a very, very good representation of what Russell is like, I think. When I met him, he was exactly that. He was very, you know, he couldn't do enough 4 year. Bearing in mind, I met him, what, 2017. And you can check the interview out on this podcast channel. Wherever you get this podcast, just go on the thing, scroll down, you'll find it. Russell Brand interview. It couldn't do enough for me. I met him 2 days in a row. I went to one of his gigs and met him backstage. And I told him that I'd really like to interview him. I told him about this podcast, and it happened. I got to go to London, go to Global, and interview him. So it was really cool. So even with fame, he hasn't changed that much. You know, he still wants to, you know, he's still a man. And I think I've always said he's a man of the people, and he still wants to do things for people. Whether it's taking a homeless guy, letting him have a bath and let him have a good night's sleep in his bed, or whether it's just some random fat bloke who likes to talk about Russell Brand and wants to do an interview with him, he'll do that. That's Russell. Till next time. Ta-da.